In this bulletin, global health experts warn a coronavirus vaccine could be months away. Both the federal government and opposition deny disunity within their own ranks, and the owner of Perth Glory wants to sell off most of his stake in the club. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Global health experts are warning the coronavirus epidemic could get far worse and that a vaccine could be months away. 242 people died of the virus, now known as COVID-19, on Wednesday in the Chinese province of Hubei. It brings the total number of deaths in the province to more than 1,300. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is expressing support for his deputy Michael McCormack in the face of instability. Mr McCormack, the leader of the National Party, survived an attempt on his leadership by former leader Barnaby Joyce last week. But that attempt hasn't ended matters. Queensland MP Lou O'Brien quit the party to sit on the crossbench this week, and Mr Joyce and fellow Rebel National MP Matt Canavan are warning more could join him. They even say the National Party could cease to exist altogether. But Mr Morrison says Mr McCormack has his full support to assist in important jobs ahead.
He has the full support of his colleagues. He has my full support as the Prime Minister. And we've got a lot of work to do. We've got dams to build. We've got roads to build. We've got economy and to continue to build in rural and regional Australia, which is going to bounce back.
Meanwhile, Barnaby Joyce has warned the Nationals are at risk of disappearing altogether. In his new podcast, Mr Joyce told his co-host Matt Canavan that he fears more MPs could quit the party, like Queensland defector Lou O'Brien, who quit the party to sit on the crossbench this week.
If Lou wasn't the Deputy Speaker and now sort of a stronger part of the team, Lou would be in the LNP, and then maybe it wouldn't be long before other people were in the LNP, and then you wouldn't have to worry about the National Party causing you problems because the National Party would be no more.
A body that's believed to be of a missing 75-year-old kayaker has been found in the flooded Mary River on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. The experienced kayaker set off on Sunday from Conondale, and police say he often entered the river when it was in flood. 232 millimetres of rain fell in just 24 hours at Sunshine Coast Airport, and other parts of southeast Queensland have experienced heavy falls. Police in New South Wales are investigating whether a man found dead in bushland on the state's south coast was the victim of a gay hate crime. 56-year-old Peter Keeley's body was found in bushland in the small town of Brulee with injuries to his face and head. Police believe Mr Keeley may have been communicating with a 17-year-old man on the gay dating app Grindr. Two 17-year-old males have been arrested over the death. Detective Superintendent Danny Doherty says police are investigating a range of possible motives.
There's a number of lines of inquiry so far. Whether that happens to be one of the motives, we're still unclear on. We also have to look at other considerations, such as whether there's any drug-related information, whether it was robbery-related, or whether it was in relation to whether it was some type of hate crime. We're not sure yet, so it's unclear.
The federal government has defended a delay in proceeding with its Federal Integrity Commission legislation. Speaking during question time, Attorney General Christian Porter rejected claims the sports grant saga is proof of the need for a federal body capable of investigating the actions of Commonwealth MPs and ministers.
The Auditor General's report made it very, very clear that every single one of the projects that was ultimately approved, pursuant to guidelines whereby the minister had ultimate discretion, was an eligible project.
A damning Auditor General report found that then Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie disproportionately allocated grants to sports clubs in marginal seats and electorates the Coalition wanted to win ahead of last year's election. The owner of Perth Glory, Tony Sage, says he intends selling his majority stake in the club to a cryptocurrency trading firm based in the United Kingdom. Sage says Perth Glory's names and colours would remain unchanged under the proposed deal. Sage wants to sell 80% of his stake to the London Football Exchange. He says that the last remaining sole owner in the A-League, it's now difficult to compete with the financial power of the other clubs. A look at the weather for tomorrow. A possible shower in Perth, a steamy 36. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 27. Humid and unsettled in Melbourne, 31. Showers increasing, 26 in Hobart, 28 with a possible shower in the capital, Canberra. In Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Much the same in Sydney, 26. The showers continue in Newcastle, 27. A shower or two for Brisbane as well, 31. It's going to be hot and sunny with a top of 37 in Cairns. And partly cloudy, 34 for you in Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.